Tonight we bring you another radio program. I hope you like it as much as I do.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1,339, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, George Thomas and Joseph Meyer have birthday segments. We'll have a vocabulary lesson and be still. Last week, March 9th, marked the birth in 1883 near Pine Bluff, Arkansas, of George Washington Thomas, Jr., the second of 13 children born to George Thomas, Sr. and Fanny Bradley. George played piano, cornet, and saxophone from an early age. And when the family moved to Houston, Texas in the late 1890s, he worked as a pianist in local theaters. Around 1910, he became friends with Clarence Williams and may have met Jelly Roll Morton. By 1914, Williams and Thomas were working in New Orleans, where they set up a publishing company to issue and promote Williams' compositions and arrangements, and later Thomas's. In Chicago in 1920, he accompanied Tiny Franklin on Jeanette Records, formed his own group called the Muscle Shoals Devils, and continued publishing, in all credited with more than 100 compositions. George Thomas died in Chicago on March 6, 1937, from a broken back suffered in a fall in a stairway, and is buried at Restvale Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois. Here are three from George Thomas.
I hear you talking. Can't you understand? Beep, 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 beep,
one of the first boogie-woogie piano pieces, the 12-bar blues, the New Orleans Hop-Scop Blues, written in 1916. This recording is by Clarence Williams, Blue 5, on OK4975, recorded in October of 1923. The rest of the Blue 5 were Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Buddy Christian on banjo, trombonist John Mayfield, and on cornet, Thomas Morris. Before that, blues and jazz vocalist and pianist Margaret Johnson with her best-known recording, George Thomas's Dead Drunk Blues. That's from Victor 20982, recorded February 14, 1927. Johnson was accompanied by Robert Cooksey on harmonica and guitarist Bobby LeCann. We started a little tribute to George Thomas with Show Is Hot. Frankie Halfpint Jackson was the vocalist, with Tampa Red's Hokum Jug Band on Vocalion 1281, made in Chicago on April 12, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. One reason English is difficult as a second language is that the same word can have several completely different meanings. One example is the word still. As a noun, a still can be an ordinary static photograph, particularly a single frame shot from a movie. A still can also be a piece of equipment used for making alcoholic beverages. It can mean up to and including the present time, as in I'm still waiting for an answer. As an adverb, still means despite that, as in you may not approve of the purchase, but still, it's his money. Still can mean a drink that is not carbonated, as in would you like still or sparkling water. Also as an adverb, still means to an even greater degree or in an even greater amount, as in still more snow fell overnight. Still more meanings for still are quiet or silence, a time when it is quiet and calm, staying in the same position or not moving, and to make something stop moving or become more calm. So for this segment, we're going to calmly play some rapidly rotating records about stillness.
Thank you. heart, mama, two big days tall. As I stood against the wall, she wiggled and she wobbled and she danced a black bottom, but she would to be still. She gave me a thrill, but she wouldn't be still. She gave me a smile and then a kiss. She done the Winston Salem wobble and a Charlotte twist. She's a hot stepping mama that'll hug and kiss. If you don't know her, she's nothing but a piss. I bet she would to be still. She gave me a thrill. I bet she wouldn't be still. Boy, what a gal. I've been to the east and away out west. Since I met this gal, I haven't had any rest. If you don't know her, she's nothing but a press. She gave me a thrill when she heard the whippoorwill, and she would to be still.
Some
night she gave me a thrill. I bet she wouldn't be still. And then a kiss, she danced with a Salem wobble and a Charlotte twist. Where she come from, she's got a terrible rip, but she would to be still. And now she gave me a thrill. I bet she wouldn't be still. Some gal.
Thank you.
Shep Fields and His Rippling Rhythm, sounding like an exaggerated parody of Shep Fields and His Rippling Rhythm, with Cole Porter's In the Still of the Night. The vocalist on Bluebird B7185, recorded September 15, 1937, was Bobby Godet. Nelson Eddy sings it in the 1937 motion picture Rosalie, also starring Eleanor Powell. Before that, the Pine Mountain Boys, Garley Foster and Doc Walsh, with She Wouldn't Be Still, recorded May 30, 1931, in Charlotte, North Carolina, issued on Victor 23582. And you'll find out much more about Doc Walsh and hear three more of his records when his birthday rolls around in July. We started off that still set with Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers and Hold It Still, written by Roop Bigadyke, pianist in the band. That's from Victor 21270, recorded in Memphis on February 4, 1928. And you may be hearing more from Roop Bigadyke on next week's show. It's time once again for another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. This week's word is felicific, F-E-L-I-C-I-F-I-C. It's from the Latin felix for happy and means tending to make happy or produce happiness. So, in an effort to be felicific, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about happiness. Thank you.
happy, just try to make it snappy. Happiness is free. There may be something that's missing, but you shouldn't care. You know the hole in the donut is meant to be there. So make believe you're happy, for if you think you're happy, happy you're bound to be.
Les played on the show 14 years ago, Make Believe You're Happy, composed by Dave Stamper and Harold Levy. That was Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians, with the Cyrus Woods lyrics sung by the vocal trio of Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Charles Murray. Victor 21101 was recorded November 21, 1927, a month before the song was heard in the two-act musical Lovely Lady, which opened at the Sam H. Harris Theater on December 29, 1927, where it ran for 164 performances. Before that, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with There Is a Happy Land, Far, Far Away, written by Harry Axt. Victor 21913 was recorded March 13, 1929. We started off this philosophic set with John Dow and his orchestra, with John Dow himself singing the vocal chorus on Walter Donaldson's It Made You Happy When You Made Me Cry. Okay, yeah, you're right. That wasn't John Dow singing. It was Irving Kaufman. Nor was John Dow leading the orchestra in November of 1926. John Dow was a pseudonym on Broadway 78, number 1045, for Willie Krieger. Krieger and Kaufman do get credit on the Regal issue. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last segment, we had some philosophic songs, but for this segment, we've got a set of Rapidly Rotating Records by some philosophic artists, beginning with the Happy Six. Thank you.
took a little walk. We had a little talk, and then I forget. I kissed her where she stood. I promised to be good, and then again I forget. Oh, let me see, oh, did I? I wonder if I did. Well, really, if I did, perhaps I should have did. The moon was shining bright. It was a lovely night. And then I forget.
Sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping, while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me home. Thank you.
The Tennessee Happy Boys at Sundown When Love Is Calling Me Home. The vocalist on Oriole 904, recorded in April of 1927, is credited as Harry Crane, but you might have recognized the voice as that of Arthur Hall. The Tennessee Happy Boys was a name used on Edison and dime store labels for Nathan Glantz, but it was also a pseudonym for Sam Lennon, Harry Reaser, and others. American dance bands on records and film shows Oriole 904 as by Willard Robeson, but that's definitely not Willard Robeson singing. Before At Sundown was the Happy Hour Orchestra with And Then I Forget, composed by Joe Burke, with Ray Stilwell singing the Benny Davis lyric. The Happy Hour Orchestra is a pseudonym for Fred Rich and his orchestra on Perfect 14687, recorded August 3rd, 1926. I've played Gene Rodemick's version of Harry Spencer's tune Fancies, but we started this happy set with the Happy Six, led by the happy Harry A. Yerkes, with their September 26, 1921 recording, issued on Columbia A3482.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, March 12th, marked the birth in 1894 in Modesto, California, of composer Joseph Meyer. He displayed his musical talent early, and his family had the means to send him to Paris at age 13 to study violin. He returned in 1908 and, after graduating from Lowell High School in San Francisco, worked in a cafe there, entertaining patrons with his violin. He served abroad in World War I and, after returning home, worked in the mercantile trade. In 1921, he moved to New York City to become a songwriter, and the following year had his first success with My Honey's Lovin' Arms, words by Harry Ruby. He collaborated with Buddy DeSilva on California Here I Come, a hit for Al Jolson, and also contributed to Broadway scores and film scores. Joseph Meyer died in New York City on June 22, 1987, at age 93. Other tunes in the Meyer catalog include If You Knew Susie, I Wish I Were Twins, Isn't It Heavenly, and these.
Thank you. cup of coffee, a sandwich, jam, a cozy corner, a table for two, a chance to whisper and cuddle and coo, with lots of hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, laughter, or wine. Whenever your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
Thank you.
Dave Kaplan's Melodists with Now That I Need You, You're Gone, on Edison Diamond Disc 51178, May June 8, 1923. Before that, Meyer's tune, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. Arthur Fields sang the Al Dubin and Billy Rose lyrics on Domino 1652, made around January of 1926. We started a little tribute to Joseph Meyer with My Sugar Plum, performed there by Markell and his orchestra. That would be Mike Markell, who recorded primarily for Edison, but this is from Columbia 475-D, recorded October 5th, 1925. My Sugar Plum is heard in the two-act musical Gay Paree, P-A-R-E-E, which opened at the Schubert Theater August 18, 1925, and ran for 181 performances, closing on January 30, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.